ESL Talks Podcast. Hi and welcome to episode 4. This is Kung Fu Hara 3 and I will not speak so much about it, but I hope you are listening to the other episodes, Kung Fu Hara 1 and 2 and King Fart. So check my old episodes. But here comes Kung Fu Hara 3. Kung Fu Hara 3 English edition, written by S.M. Mulula. Copyright 2020-2021 S.M. Mulula. All rights reserved. Chapter 1, Carrots.
I'm the most feared Kung Fu Hara in China. I'm the one who gives tyranny a blow. I'm the one with two big ears and hear everything before anyone says anything. I'm the one who fights for freedom. I'm the one who eats carrots. I live in a country with a lot of carrots.
Then the hare woke up.
Well, now I mix carrots with Kung Fu. It was a strange dream, thought the hare.
The hare gets up and sees that it's still dark and look at the clock. It is only 6 in the morning.
I woke up an hour early, thought her.
The hare, who had woken up too early, brushed his large front teeth with his fine bamboo brush and saw that Mother Hare was up early and preparing food for his work. It's carrot box that he had packed in a box. He heard the other 15 little ones yawning in the other room. The hare looks out in the window and sees that the sun is starting to rise. Suddenly he sees something. He opens the door and runs out. He sees how all the carrots are gone. The whole big field of carrots is gone. The hare quickly runs across the empty field and runs jumping and bouncing up the stairs to Master Mouse. The hare knocks on the door of the Master Mouse house and sees the light inside and suddenly...
Who is it? Who comes so early? Who has brought the cat here? Shouted the mouse.
It's me, hare. Someone has taken all the carrots from the carrots field, said the hare.
Suddenly, the hare feels something touch his back.
The hare turns lightning fast, so the ears force themselves around like a corkscrew and see Master Mouse.
But how did you get out and you scare me so much? Hare said, shaking.
As a master, you have to be faster than the shadow, said the Master Mouse.
But there is no shadow here,
said the hare.
Yes,
you know what I mean. Okay, force then, said Master Mouse.
Well, to the point, someone has taken all the carrots in the carrots field, said hare.
Yes, I heard it for the first time. I'm old, but not that old, said Master Mouse.
But you don't not even have a cane when you walk, said the hare.
Okay, I see. A little older than you then, said Master Mouse.
Master Mouse was a little annoyed at the hare because he is the master and the master is a master. And the hare asked too many questions. The hare sees that the Master Mouse is a little annoyed and starts walking down the stairs to the carrot land. They both arrive at the carrot land and see that someone has pulled up all the carrots and they see a lot of tracks from the wheels and feet imprint. Master Mouse scratching his head, washing his long tail and looking up at the sun rising slowly. The hare, he gets a little nervous and wonders what he's thinking.
Master Mouse, what do you see? Do you know who did it?
Hare asked.
I don't know, but right now I'm washing myself and waiting for the sun to dry my tail, said Master Mouse.
More animals come out of their houses and see how the carrot land is empty of carrots. The head of the carrot land is coming.
But who has done this? Who has eaten all the carrots? Shouted the boss.
We don't know yet, but we will find out, said the hare.
Suddenly, Donkey pulls now and sees that all the carrots are gone.
Oh no, carrots, how do I pull carrots that don't exist, said Pull now.
donkey looks around with his cards attached to him. He walks around and looks at the tracks and suddenly...
Hey, you Master Mouse, there are a lot of rats with small carriers that have been here, said Pulnau.
Aho, said the Master Mouse.
Aha, what? Said the hare. It's rats with
small carriages that have been here, said Master Mouse.
They pondered and more animals came and lamented their land has been plundered and all the veggies were gone.
Tomorrow, Hare and I will take a trip and see who has taken all the veggies. Who wants to come with us? Said Master Mouse.
E-R, want to join? Said Pulnau.
Okay, you can come alone. We'll practice some new tricks now and rest for tomorrow, said Master Mouse.
The three started training and all animals started watching. Chapter 2, Exercising.
Now we're going to practice laughing, said Master Mouse.
Well, but what has laughing to do with Kung Fu?
Hare asked.
Well, a champion knows how to laugh and it can make the opponent nervous and then you can surprise the opponent, said Master Mouse.
Master Mouse looks at all other animals watching him.
I want you and Pulnau to imitate me, said Master Mouse.
Suddenly, the Master Mouse stands straight and looks with a big look. He wiggles his eyebrow, he wiggles his lip a little, and suddenly,
ha 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 ha, laughed Master Mouse.
Ha 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 ha,
laughed Hare. Laughed Pulnau. Everyone was completely shocked and watched Master Mouse. Master Mouse pondered for a few seconds.
Yes, Pulnau, you can probably skip this lesson, said Master Mouse. Why then? I laughed well, said Pulnau. No, it was no ha 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 ha, it was e-ha, said Master Mouse.
Pulnau became sad, the hare came and stroked the mane, and suddenly he became little happier. They trained all day, and Mother Hare brought carrots to them, which of course she had saved and has a lot in stock that one mother has. Pulnau became very happy and chewed a few carrots quickly, and the hare, he nibbled one. And the mouse, he ate well a little because he's a little mouse. Pulnau, he continued to train on back kicks without the cart, and of course the mouse had said he would train on. The hare trained on new techniques that Master Mouse had shown him, laughing the technique. He trained all day so his mouth became completely dry. He had to drink a lot of water. Suddenly all the animals look at Master Mouse. He stands completely still and looks around slowly and all the animals get so nervous. The hare comes to the Master Mouse and asks,
What is it? Is it some rats coming here?
Mwahahahaha, laughed Master Mouse.
All the animals were terrified, and Pulnau and the hare were so scared. Master Mouse looked at them.
Yes, do you see how love can effective if you do it the right way, said Master Mouse.
Yes, we were so scared. Now I can see that is magical Kung Fu, said Hare.
But e-ah, then, said Pulnau. Okay, it can be good times like to draw attention, replied Master Mouse. Pulnau got a little happy and actually jumped and jumped for joy.
No, we have to rest for the journey we are going to take tomorrow. Eat well, sleep well, said Master Mouse.
All the animals went to home to rest. Chapter 3, The Journey.
I am the most laughing, best Kung Fu master. I laugh the best. I distract everyone. I kick the hardest of us all. I am E-R.
Then Pulnau woke up and yawned. He ate some grass and drank a lot of water and hurried to the stable and connected the cart which he had some fresh water and grass. He walked over the empty carrot field and knocked on the hare's house and Mother Hare came out with 15 cubs running around and jumping on the prom. Hare come out and picks all the cubs down from the prom and give Mother Hare a big hug and all the little ones. Mother Hare hands out a large sack of carrots which the hare throw up in the cart. They wave goodbye to the hare's family and see Master Mouse is below the large stone staircase. He jumps on the cart and throw his little sack aside. A lot of animals had come to wave goodbye.
"Now remember to plant carrots in the carrots field," said Master Mouse.
"Yes, yes."
"Yes, we want to plant a lot of nice carrots and other veggies with," said the boss.
The journey begins and they roll away. They look back and all the animals wave goodbye and Mother Hare sheds a tear. Hare can see from afar.
"Do not think of tears now. We must find out who stole all the veggies," said Master Mouse.
"But how did you know I was thinking of tears?"
said the hare.
"I saw your mother shed tears, so it matter of course," said Master Mouse.
The hare looked at Master Mouse and did not say a word and thought of his mother. Pull now, very happy, and start singing.
"Hey, hey, we go on tow by a river. In a river we shall go on with our wet toes on. Across the river, be on tow. It was no mockery. E-ah, e-ah."
Immediately, the hare got little happy from pulling now singing and laughing. Suddenly, they hear a sound and Master Mouse is gone. The sound comes from the back of the cart. The hare, he lifts up a sack and sees Master Mouse eating a piece of cheese.
"Yes, good piece of cheese from the cow milk, good, very good," said Master Mouse.
He ignored the hare and dropped the sack and saw nice mountains a little far away. They were white on the top.
"What are the whites on the mountain?" hare asked.
"Yes, it is snow. It is frozen water on the mountain," replied Pulnau.
"No, I never heard or seen that before," said Hare.
They continued, and Hare, he saw so much new and he had never seen before. He smiled and asked Pulnau what it was, and he answered politely. Master Mouse had eaten already was jumping up and sit down next to the hare. They begin to approach a small town. They look around and see how all shops are closed. No one sells veggies. It was weird. Bull now stops and asks a passerby,
"Why do you not sell veggies?"
"Yes, there came a lot of rats and stole all the veggies in the middle of the night, so we have nothing to sell here. And all the animals are starving,"
said the rabbit. They continue their walk and only see a lot of closed shops, and some try to sell the peel on the potatoes, but no one wants them except the pigs. Master Mouse thinks this is not good and jumps out the carriage and walks up to a hedgehog.
"Hello, hedgehog, who has taken all veggies? Do you know who it is?" asked Master Mouse.
"Yes. It is a vole who calls him for Puff, and he control all rats,"
said the hedgehog.
"Okay, do you know where he is?" asked the Master Mouse.
"Yes, they are not on the other side of this city. A big house with a stone wall,"
replied the hedgehog.
"Thank you for the help, Mr. Hedgehog," said Master Mouse.
The hedgehog bowed and to show as thank you. Master Mouse jumps on the cars and points north, and Pulnau speeds up north. They see how all the animals are looking for food in the garbage.
They must be without food for a long time here,"
said the hare.
"Yes," said Master Mouse. "Yes," said Pulnau.
Chapter 4, Settlement. They headed north and come to outskirts of the city and see a large castle-like house with a large wall around it. They walk to get higher up in the mountain to see what inside the wall. They see hundreds of rats walking outside the walls and look around as they guard this house. Suddenly, they see another house inside the wall, where they see how they throw in a lot of veggies and close the door.
"Pull now, take off the cart, and as we approach the wall, laugh here," said Master Mouse. "Okay then," Pull now answered. "If they come to you, kick back," replied Master Mouse. "Okay," said Pull now.
The Hare and Master Mouse sneaked into the tall grass and they heard a smacking sound. They saw how Pull now eat grass on the field.
"Pull now, do not eat now," said Master Mouse. "Okay," said Pull now.
They sneak around in the big grass and was very close to the gate and suddenly,
"Ee-aw, ee-aw, ee-aw."
They see how all the rats turn towards Pull now and Master Mouse runs to the gate and makes a crouching ear attack and swish. Then the gates fall into 1,000 pieces. The Hare comes running and enters the yard and see rats falling from the sky.
"Eh? It is raining rats here?" asked Hare.
"No, it's just Pull now who practicing kicking back," replied Master Mouse.
Suddenly a vole come out and screams.
"Who are you invading my house?"
"I am Master Mouse and the Hare or Master Hare," said Master Mouse.
"Yeah, he called me Master Hare,"
said the Hare. "Not now, psst," said Master Mouse. The Hare was so happy for Master Mouse has called him a master and smiled all the time.
"I'm Kung Fu Master Puff," said Puff. "Puff shall puff you for stealing all our carrots and other people's veggies. You puff," said the Hare. "Yeah, muhaha," said the Master Mouse. "Ee-aw, ee-aw."
In comes storming Pull now.
"Yes, who is this then?"
Puff asked.
"It's the donkey pulling now," said Master Mouse.
They are surrounded by thousands of rats. Suddenly Master Mouse jumps into the air and flies towards Puff. The Hare beats the rats one by one and pulling back kicks them above the wall. Master Mouse turns to Puff, but he pairs and tries to swing the high leg against Master Mouse that blocks.
"Yeehaw!"
Hit the Master Mouse Puff on his stomach and push the breath away. And all stop for a while and see how Master Mouse and Puff turn on each other. And suddenly Master Mouse do a purring tail attack. And Puff fly far away and land among the rats.
"Attack them, they're only three. We are thousands,"
shouts Puff. Puff stands up, wobbling, and looks around and sees how all the rats are lying on the ground and a couple of rats standing up.
"Muhahaha, the time for you to push away, you Puff," said Hare.
"Yes, and if we find out you're stealing again, we will not be kind as we are now," said Master Mouse.
"Ee-aw, ee-aw."
Poof, and all the rats start to wander out to the north without looking back. Suddenly Pull now go to the house and kick open the big door and it pour out veggies. The Hare runs off the city and asks all the animals to come to the big house. Pull now have been and picked up his cart and filled it with veggies and sees how a lot of animals come to the big house.
"Here are your veggies. Eat and share with others," said Master Mouse and looks so happy.
They see how they pick veggies and eat them at the same time. Master Mouse and Hare jump on the cart and they are happy that they have time to go home before it gets dark. They come to the river and Pull now begins to sing.
"Hey, hey,
We go on tow by a river. In the river we shall go on, with our wet toes on. Across the river be on tow. It was not a mockery. E-ah,
the hare and Master Mouse look at each other and smile. Suddenly, they are home again. A mother hare comes running across the carrot field, and the 15 little ones with the mother hare is so happy to see her son again.
We beat the thief, thousands of rats, and we have the veggies, screamed Master Mouse.
The hare started handing out veggies to everyone. He thinks he's a master of Kung Fu.
No, you're not a master yet, said Master Mouse.
But you said that I'm a master, said the hare.
Just to mislead the poof, said Master Mouse,
and he winks with one eye at the hare. Yeah, thank you for listening, and this was Kung Fu Horror 3. And hope you are listening to Kung Fu Horror 1 and 2 in the early episodes, and the King Fort, of course. Also now will come two more of Kung Fu Horror, but they are based on that, and it's like, it is Kung Fu Horror, but it's not Kung Fu Horror 4 or 5, but more shorter stories, not supposed, but Kung Fu Horror 4 will come in the future, I will promise. But the next episode, I don't know what will come yet, but soon, yeah. Okay, I have talking too much. See you next episode.